Instead of robbing, they just went onto the killing spree and they killed them with an axe.
What's Your Story is a Heartlines initiative that gets people to understand each other better through sharing their stories.
We grew up on a farm outside Philadelphia, just about 25 minutes from Cape Town. And it was just a magical time, you know, being on the farm and the experiences and the animals, and it was lovely. But then my mom and dad divorced when I was 10. I moved to Cape Town with my mom. My sister went to Stellenbosch. She was very fierce. She was very strong. She was the fighter in the family. She used to be the one that protected us all. I think because my dad wasn't there, my mom was working hard to keep us afloat. So Lida was the one that kind of ruled the roost. I was too young to see the fights and to see the abuse and to see the alcohol abuse for my dad. So she grew up harder than me. I was protected. She protected me a lot. She protected us all a lot. So she kind of took the brunt of the divorce. My brother-in-law, Peter, needed someone to help him in the garden, and Sydney needed a job. He just came out of prison, actually. And Peter said he doesn't mind, he doesn't care, he wants to give him a second chance in life, he must come work for him. And Sydney became part of the family. He worked in the house, he worked in the garden, he drove the kids around. He was really part of the family. So when his friend from jail came to visit him on Friday morning, they sat, and I think there was a lot of influence from the friend to say that, we've got nothing, they've got everything, look at this house. So they were sitting, and I think there was alcohol involved as well, and I think that it was just brewed. I mean, someone else said it was premeditated. I don't think it was premeditated. It was just something that went wrong in that morning conversation. And they decided to rob them, to rob my sister and brother-in-law. So they then waited for the domestic worker to return with a little girl, Eulalie. She was 4. And instead of robbing, they just went onto the killing spree and they killed them with an axe, both the domestic sis and Eulalie, and then waited for my brother-in-law and the boy who was 6 to come home. And they had a bit of a struggle to try to survive, but they couldn't. They were also chopped with an axe and killed. And then my sister was still teaching. She's a teacher, and she was giving netball lessons at school. So she returned at about 4:30, walked into the house and saw her family members all dead on the floor, basically. That's what Sydney eventually told the police. So she freaked out, asked Sydney to help her, to protect her. He didn't. They then later realized that it was him that then raped her, because he said it was the friend, but it wasn't. DNA showed it was him. He raped her and then also gave her, I think, 3 or 4 blows with an axe, and she died. Eventually, I got to a stage where this was so consuming. It was consuming me. I couldn't get away from the hurt and from the blame and from the vengeance. I wanted him to also get hurt and to also suffer. And you can't move on. You can't live. You actually become this person that sits in a corner. I mean, there were days that I couldn't get out of the bed because I was so sad. And then you get to a stage where you think, I've got to move on. And that's when you realize that you've got to move on, then it's quite magical. And that's the forgiveness. You've got to forgive. I forgave Sydney. And by forgiving, didn't say that what he did was okay. It wasn't okay. And there was consequences to his actions. But for me, it took away that anxiety. And I don't believe God wants us to live this life of anxiety and sadness and constantly walking around with this cloud over our head. He wants us to enjoy life. So that was why, that when I realized that I have to let go, that I have to forgive, that I have to move on, that I have to see Sydney as a person and not a murderer. I've got to see him as a person that makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. And God forgive us for everything we do wrong. And so he has forgiven Sydney as well, if Sydney has asked for forgiveness, and apparently he has. So when you see him as a person that also struggles through life, struggles with some memories of his childhood, things that's building up in his life, you know, he's You know, he just generally, how he was living at the moment, his actions is still just human. And we make mistakes. And once I forgave him, once I've moved on from that feeling of revenge, it just, my whole life changed. My attitude changed. I could breathe. There was like this lightness about life. I read some of the other days, like monkey bars, you have to actually let go of the one to move forward. Otherwise, you're just going to sit in that dark corner and you're not going to enjoy life.
Thank you for listening. For more information or to share your story, visit our website on www.whatsyourstory.org.za.